Hello and good evening. This time, my name is Moses, and I share with you the word of God entitled Fleeing Away from All Evil. As the Bible tells us very well, the Bible tells us the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. And I read NKJV, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity." Most of the time when I read this verse, when this verse comes into my memory, when I memorize this verse, I used to feel with awe and fear of God, because the Bible tells us that the solid foundation of God still stands, and it has a seal in it. The Lord knows His people. The Lord knows who are His. And let everyone who profess the name of the Lord flee away from all evil, flee away from any iniquity, flee away from all wickedness, from all those sins that are easily entangles. As the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, that wherefore seeing we are all surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that is easily entangles us, and let us run with confidence and with patience the race that has been set before us, focusing unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for who by joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and set down all the right hand of the throne of God. If Jesus was able to overcome all these sins that are easily entangled, if Jesus was able, yes, we might tell me that Jesus Christ was God himself, God, but yes, Christ was 100% God, and he was 100% human. That is the reason why he was crying, bitterly crying, when he was being caned, when he was being crucified. It reaches time he said that, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why are you forsaking me? He used to hear, he used to feel much pain as you, the same as you and me, we can feel when something is bad is happening to us, when we are suffering. But if Jesus finished it, if Jesus endured the shame and scorched its shame of the cross, we can also finish our race well, focusing on Him. Because the Bible tells me, book of Romans chapter 8 verse 37, that we are more than a conquerors through Christ. Not because we can do anything, but we can do everything through Christ who gives us strength. We don't have to rely on your own strength, on your own understanding. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 that lean not in your own understanding. Lean not in your own understanding, in your own ways of logics, in your own logics, in your own ways of doing things, in your own thinking capacity. We have to change our mindset. We have to have that kingdom mindset, knowing that we are serving a holy God. And the Bible tells us very well that without holiness, we shall not see God. My brother, my sister, wherever you are, I don't know what you are thinking. Sometimes you have been overwhelmed with life's issues, some critical issues, some tough circumstances you are facing or you are passing through right now. But there's only one thing that the Lord is telling us, asking us to do, to focus on Him, to surrender to Him. As the Bible tells us very well in book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, it says that humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may lift you up in due time. God wants to lift us up in due time. But the issue is, when are we surrendering? The more you take time to surrender, the more you are delaying your elevation. So we have, the quicker you surrender, the quicker you humble yourself, the quicker you say that, "Lord, I cannot do these things," the quicker you surrender to the Lord, the quicker your elevation. The Lord is in the door knocking. Do we profess the name of the Lord? And sometimes we are making our own ways. Do we profess the name of the Lord? And we are the people who are being caught here and there, each and every single petty, I can call them petty sins. I'm not saying that when you are a Christian, you become sinless. But when you are Christian, you sin less and you hate it. You have not attained perfection yet. Yes, because you are still living in this world full of wickedness, full of perjury, full of so many things. But the only thing you have to do is, are we focusing? What is our primary focus? Is in the things of the world, what we want God to do for us, or what we can do in the kingdom of God? May God bless you. As you focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, as you surrender to Him, He will lift you up in due time. May God bless you and flee away from every evil. Flee away from so petty, from those small petty sins that is easily entangling you not to reach perfection. Run the race with perseverance, with total endurance, knowing that with Jesus, your victory, my victory, our victory is assured. May God bless you so much.